Yep.
It's $500.
$500.
তো আমাকে চিঠিতে হংসদেব মহারাজ লিখেছে যে ওই ঘাটের কাজের জন্য
পুকুরের
কাজের জন্য ইয়ে করতে ওতে তো এত টাকা লাগবে, এটা তো মানে
ইউ
নো লাইক দ্য থিং দ্য হোল ওয়ার্ক ইজ গোয়িং টু কস্ট ওভার $10,000 and once you start the work you know like you have to have you know certain money এখানে
what about that lady who gave a letter
that deserves
send yes. a letter to me through one gentleman, one Mr. Astana.
Yes. Well,
where is she?
She's in Los Angeles right now.
In the zone of Rameshwar Maharaj.
Yes. She was formerly in Hansadutta Maharaj's zone. And she was inclined to take Dika from Hansadutta Maharaj. But then the GBC, they removed him, and that created a big disturbance for her. And she began to have doubts near about everyone of Acharyas. So sometimes she was interested that I should give her Dika, but not doing that and not inclined to do that. And so she knew that I had some attachment for you. So she was interested to take Dika from you. But first, I advised her to hear your tapes, because up to that point, sometimes she was wanting one Acharya for a guru, sometimes another. So to make sure this was serious, I told her to continue listening to your instructions for 6 months.
I don't pump it. The other day I told that I am not one with ISKCON and not even one with Swami Maharaj. That does not mean that I am bigger than Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj is a very big man of world renown, and I am an insignificant person. None knows me, and you all have got some touch with me, that also in connection of Swami Maharaj. He is like a sun, and I may be compared with a glow worm in a corner I am sitting. And what a boldness and a pushing character and a huge a capacity. He conquered the whole of the world, so much so that I cannot but see that divine potency came down to work on his behalf. So tremendous and wonderful service he has shown to his Guru Maharaj and to the world. He spread nectar, distributed nectar like water, and what we are doing in a corner taking seat, and because he had some affection with me, so you all come to me. And still everyone has got his special thinking, and consideration, as you amongst your God brothers also have, we also amongst our God brothers, we are also so. Not two things are exactly equal and identical. I've got some special characteristic. And I do not now like to come in a fighting pit with the followers of Swami Maharaj. I have not such capacity and no of such energy, and still now old. When I was young, a remark came from my Guru Maharaj that you are an ease lover. His remark was to me. That means you have capacity to do the service, render service. But you are not pushing, not forward. You like to waste your energy in idleness. Something like that. His word was, you are ease lover. when he offered me to go to the West, and I told that I don't think myself fit to preach in the West for two reasons. One, I can't follow their intonation, his pronunciation. And second, I am not fit to mix with that society and their ways and behaviors. So he would send me at the expense of his money, and I shall not be able to produce the desired result. Of course, if you command, I must go, but this is my humble submission to you. Then he left me and sent Goswami Maharaj to the West. And Professor Babu one day, Nishikanta Sanyal, the writer of Sri Krishna Chaitanya book and the editor of Harmonist at the time, he told, do you know why Prabhupada wanted you to send to the West? And I know, I don't know. You won't be converted there. The others that are going there, a victim to their conversion instead of converting them. I told, yes, it is sure, none can convert me in this world. None can take me, snatch away from the divine feet of Guru and Gauranga. I am sure they are. I can challenge. Okay. Let him do so.
So Maharaj, after I left Los Angeles, before I left, I had a meeting with Rameshwar Swami, and we both agreed that I could take some advice from you on what I would do. So after I left, he called for a meeting of his godbrothers. And at that meeting, these godbrothers, they began to express their doubts to him about his spiritual qualifications.
Who's?
Rameshwar Swami. Because previously you mentioned about Upabhasan and not making the mala fast.
Upabhash. Mala ke upabhashi na rakhte.
Yes.
But in his case, it has been fasting for many years. So they said that this is one reason why we have some doubt or a lack of enthusiasm to preach on your behalf.
You বলছেন যে যে রামেশ্বর মহারাজ যেহেতু জপ করেন না নানা মালা যেহেতু সব বছর কয়েক বছর ধরে উপবাস রয়েছে
আমি এটা গুরু মহারাজের কাছে শুনেছি I heard it from my Guru Maharaj that Mother must not be allowed to fast. Some doubt grew in him.
Some uneasiness.
Then?
There.
Yes.
So, and there are some other things also which they feel uneasy about. So anyway, they express their feelings to him openly. And he became very enraged. And he said the proof of his sadhana is his enthusiasm for preaching Krishna consciousness, organizing Rath Yatra festival, publishing books. And he attacked his god brothers very strongly. So he made it known to them that they could just begin to leave Los Angeles if they were not prepared to help him there spreading Krishna consciousness, that better they go somewhere else.
What is the number of the god brothers there, and what is the number of his own disciples in Los Angeles?
Well, the total number of god brothers, I believe, is 70.
What?
70.
70.
Yes.
God brothers, number. Yes. And his disciples, thousands.
No. No, disciples, an equal number.
Oh, equal number.
Los Angeles is a large concentration of god brothers in the movement. More and more in our ISKCON society around the world.
Was it under Hamsuddhi Maharaj formerly?
No.
No, always under Rameshwar Maharaj.
Before him, Jayatirtha.
Jayatirtha.
Before Rameshwar Swami. Mm-hmm. But for the last, Rameshwar Swami has been there for 11 years. But not always as GBC. He was GBC since 1976.
Now, what is the issue?
Well, is that generally in our society that there is a question about the position of the god brothers, that perhaps they are envious of the gurus.
But god brothers are residents of that place.
Yes.
They come from other provinces.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
In Los Angeles, they are residing
there. Their home is there.
Yes. But they have come originally from other places.
Originally come. And they are posted in some service.
Yes.
They are posted by Swami Maharaj.
Or Rameshwar Maharaj.
All.
Or.
All the god brothers?
No.
Not all.
All.
Either by Swami Maharaj or Rameshwar.
What is the percentage? Swami Maharaj took some there and Rameshwar Maharaj also.
I would say mainly Rameshwar Maharaj.
Mainly, majority.
Yes.
Now, he says that you must vacate your position and I shall bring new faces there.
Yes, in certain cases, yes.
That is the affair to look after by the GBC, what you can do there. As you are in the manager or president, you are the president at that place. Administration was with you. But now you are removed from your position there,
well,
by GVC.
He has asked that I not return, that I should not return to Los Angeles, and I should not return to America.
He is not the authority to say so. What GVC wants you to do?
Well, he's GVC, local GVC.
Local GVC.
Is Rameshwar Swami. Generally, there is a GVC rule that you require 3 GVCs to remove a president. But I'm tired of fighting. I don't want to fight anymore. If he wants me to go, I'll go.
If others want you to remain there, the majority of the GVC, if they want you to remain there, to go on with your service, but you don't think that they will come in your favor, the other GVC.
Some may not. Generally, the GVC,
anyhow,
they think.
You do not like to give any fight in this matter.
No.
Then,
and the GVC, they think that I am a troublemaker.
Perhaps you have a friendship with Hong Sudut Maharaj, who is the next door neighbor.
Yes.
You can join with him and help him.
Jai.
What Charu Maharaj's suggestion?
Yes, Maharaj. Actually, Dhira Krishna Maharaj wants to stay here now.
Yes, temporarily he may stay here.
You see, Hansaduta Maharaj, I spoke to him, like you're saying, maybe he should be my GVC. And his advice to me was, if he was my GVC, his advice is that I should come and stay here with you and record your discussions, because many devotees have requested me to put them in a written form.
True.
To put the discussions in a written form.
Written form.
What discussion?
The tapes. The tapes. Tape gulo theke ota type kore jate lokera porte pare apnar kotha gulo obe likhito bhabe dhore rakhte.
To she to uni korechen ekhon.
She to koyekta ache.
Ha. Ekhon.
So Maharaj is saying that you have already done.
Yeah, but they want me to put all of them. And Hansaduta Maharaj would like me to do that also.
Just this morning, Dhira Krishna Maharaj was telling that after he left Rameshwar Maharaj's zone, he went to Hansaduta Maharaj and he felt that Hansaduta Maharaj is his GBC now. And then Hansaduta Maharaj told him to come here and ask questions to you and tape the answers and then put them in writing and keep them for the future generations.
That should be his lifelong duty.
Yeah, that should be.
And what is your opinion?
Well, as a matter of fact, I discussed with Hansaduta Maharaj about that. And when I was there, and Hansaduta Maharaj liked the idea very much. And then I rang up Dhira Krishna Maharaj and I persuaded him to come back with me to India. But at that time, Dhira Krishna Maharaj felt that he should stay there for a little longer. And then gradually...
Well, Hansaduta Maharaj is expected here?
In 2 months. In about 2 months. So, actually, this we already discussed before. And my point was, actually both of us, Hansaduta Maharaj and I, agreed, or rather realized, that somebody should ask you the questions in English, so that you give the answers in English also. That becomes more preferable.
But I do not... feel myself fit always to hear in English and also to speak in English.
Yes, but you understand Hare Krishna Maharaj's intonations.
Draw back.
You understand Hare Krishna Maharaj's English, and Hare Krishna Maharaj also understands your English.
Not all.
That solves all the problem.
Not all, but somewhat. Now and then, I am a fellow who got the remark from Guru Maharaj as is Lavar. So any a constant duty to take up, it is difficulty constitutionally for me.
Is possible.
Yeah. It's not that there is going to be any pressure on you. Like whenever you want to speak, you speak, and Hare Krishna Maharaj will ask you the questions and you'll
take them. Of course, sometimes now and then.
Yes, now
and then. When I am in mood.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Actually, Hare Krishna Maharaj used to tell me when I was in Los Angeles that he would very much like to stay in Navadvip at your lotus feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to
for the time temporary.
Yeah, this will be for 2-3
months. That is, of course, good. But to take it as permanent duty, that to take tips from me and to preach, to supply it to the preachers. Of course, the idea is good. If Mahamad does not go to mountain, mountain coming to Mahamad. I did not go to the west, but in my last days, Rupa is resting something that he deposited with me to take it for the west. I can't deny as much as I can do, I shall do. But Hare Krishna Maharaj, then he wants to retire from the practical field.
Not exactly. Only for the time being.
For the time
being. Yeah. Yes. Because knowing Hare Krishna Maharaj, I mean, I know that he is such a big preacher that he cannot become a bhajan, bhajanananda.
Yes.
Now he is...
See, Maharaj, I am accused of being a troublemaker when I'm mixing with my god brothers, the GBC, they feel that
they are afraid of you.
I create disturbance.
Yes.
And let me say, dissidence against the policies of the GBC. So I thought maybe for a brief time I should, you know, remain here.
For the time being, we may stay here, as you like. But what I understand in you, that you should visit those that are dejected, disappointed, and to have relief work with them.
To
organize them, that they should not leave the movement of Swami Maharaj or Mahaprabhu or our Guru Maharaj. This divine movement may not be lulled to keep up the standard. These my words may be used to enliven them and to keep them within the fold.
Yes.
I may visit here and there, and the leading persons like Yashodanandan and others, that Pradyumna, were some stalwarts amongst the Swami Maharaj. They are going heavy. Hither, thither, a ship without a rudder, being scattered in different directions to connect with them and to encourage them in their service to Guru Gauranga Swami Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, and come now and then here and take the necessary directions and so mainly theoretical and the practical, both sides.
Yes.
To collect some things and to distribute to the patients. The medicine, to collect medicine, that is not enough. I have also done so during my life from Guru Maharaj. I am rather devoted to that. A selfish idea. I tried to collect most, but not to push them outside. That was my nature. To improve myself. Even now, when I chant different slokas, Bhagavatam, Kirtan, all these things, I try to catch new light from there. And I do. New light, new adjustment, new harmony in the line of Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu. I want to enrich myself, that is the tenor of my life, than to help others. This is my main tendency in my life. But there are others also who have little they know, they want to distribute to others. That is also nature, useful nature. Whatever little know, they want to distribute to others. Tarushami ki mane hai. What is your nature? To collect or to distribute?
I am totally unqualified. I am no good for anything.
Then you want to increase your qualification. You are very busy about that. Our qualification for distribution. What qualification you are in need of?
I am just... My qualification is sense gratification.
Then, why you are here? Do you think that we are of the same nature? Birds of the same feathers flock together? Now you are defeated. Hare Krishna.
Also, Rameshwar Swami criticized me that I spend too much time with the Shastra and do not engage in enough practical service.
Of course, they are of that temperament. They are very eager to help others, even risking their own self. But if they are in the real plane, it is well and good. We should appreciate self-forgetfulness. He's forgetful of his own improvement. He's busy to what he has got from his Gurudev to others. That is a good qualification. But really where he's standing, in what plane he's standing, that is the all-important thing.
Yes.
He's very eager to distribute, but distributing what?
That's what the...
That is it the standard what his Guru Maharaj kept? If he is there, of course it is admirable that he is eager to distribute the nectar Prabhupada, he collected from Guru Maharaj to others. It's a laudable thing. We appreciate that. Jare dekha tare kaho Krishna Parish, ma amar agyan, Guru haiya taro ei desh. That Janade, that is not a cluster of external personalities. The real spirit, to have bhakti parishan bhavu virukti annatra. These three things we must have within us. Our serving attitude should increase. We must have some connection, some conception of others about the real truth, and we must be simultaneously indifferent to the worldly things. These three points, this is the criterion of whether one is in the plane of devotion or not. A proper conception of the Absolute we must have. And our indifference to the worldly things must remain there. And our earnestness of the service must be present within us. Bhakti parishan bhavu virukti annatra chaisatrika eka kala prabhad manushya yadasna sasru Pushti pushti khuda payun gha. Just as a hungry man when he's taking food, the three things simultaneously occur there. The hunger is removed, uneasiness, and also by every morsel he gets strength and his uneasiness removed and hunger also removed and he finds strength. Three things. Tushti pushti khudopaya. Satisfaction, strength and no hunger, hunger lessened. He's laudable, he's energetic to preach the advices of Mahaprabhu. What more can be expected from any man? That he's an agent of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, well and good. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, there are some devotees, they feel that we have wandered away from the things that were introduced by our Guru Maharaj.
That depends on their understanding the real thing. A real thing. Prakashananda abused to Sri Chaitanya Dev that you have taken sannyas in our sampradaya. Why do you not read Vedanta? We are told that you chant, dance and take prasadam without observing and by Raghavam, that is indifference to the food. What is this? We can't follow. So, according to their conception, Vedanta, this the discussion on Vedanta, this Brahma, Paramatma, all these things, that is the standard of religious life. So it depends upon the proper conception of what is theism, what is reality. The Brahma conception, the Paramatma conception, the Bhagavad conception, and the Krishna conception. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdati. Some, they are satisfied with the Brahma's conception. They think this is enough, that we are out of the worldly, like the exploiting agents. We are we have worked the liberation from the hands of exploiting agents. That is enough. Some of them think, the yogis, that we can hear the inner voice. That is enough. But the devotional school, they want service by dedication, crossing the plane of exploitation as well as renunciation or indifference, the active dedication and the service. And in the beginning, with the help of scripture and also excitement, that is awe, grandeur, all these things, power, that is in Narayana. And when they can understand that love is the real essence of life, without that we should not exist. Love is such a precious innate wealth that the very life we should deny if we do not have that most precious inner wealth as love to Krishna, to the Absolute. And His love consumer, the Absolute, His beauty consumer. Affection, beauty, love, harmony, that is the highest thing ever come to the conception of this world. In the last scripture of Vasudev, He gave it to through Bhagavatam to the world. The very gist, the highest goal of life is here, to have connection with Krishna conception of the Absolute. Now we have come to realize things in such a plane, then to them, even the servitors in Vaikuntha, that is the servitors of Narayana, they seem to be a very lower status. Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who is called to be the Acharya, the distributor of Prayojan Tattva, what is the Samambhana of life. Okay? Of life. The highest attainment is prayojan, is prem, and He is the authority in that department. He says, Sheroti Prabhalohade Parabhame Deve Phede. If I have got much affinity towards the scriptural service, then I should be thrown down to Parabhame. I won't be allowed to take my position in the land of freedom, where spontaneous love is the queen and who is regulating the whole thing, the queen of love. She will throw me down in Vaikuntha, go there, do your duty according to scripture, according to calculation, according to the new excitement created by grandeur or reverence, all these things. Go there. Here only the simple, the plain, the spontaneous service, hearty service of the Lord reigns here. And we are in the midst of that plain thing. And we do not care for any other thing, but only for the object of our love. That is our guide, that is our Shastra, that is our everything. We do not know anything more, and we do not want to know anything more. So, degradation is there. And of course one, what he has got, he can only give to others. What he knows himself, he can give to others. In that sense, we have nothing to say. Our eagerness to help others, that is well and good, but at the same time, we must not neglect to detect the quality of things that we are eager to distribute. Suppose we are distributing some medicine, but if some medicine of higher quality has been invented, then what should we do? If we neglect to distribute that sort of medicine, then we will be responsible for that. So something like that. Sri Putra Adikata Jahut Bishayana Shastra Pravadam Buddha Jogindra Vijahut Marun Niyamajak Klesam Tapas Tapasa Gyanat Bhasa Vidhin Jahushta Jatayu Chaitanya Chandri Param Avishkurvati Bhakti Yoga Padavim Naivan Nayasir Rasa. When Mahaprabhu came with his ecstatic love to give to the people the divine love of Krishna, they all other preachers of different camps, they lost their taste in their own business. For the time being, they had to stop their engagement and to look at manners of Mahaprabhu, what he has taken here to give us. In Macbeth, the wine of the spirit of life is strong. When Duncan was murdered by Macbeth, Shakespeare writes, the spirit of life is strong. He was such a good man, innocent, and very affectionate to his subjects, and he was murdered. Then what is the necessity of living in this world? To live here has got no value. Such a good man, he can be murdered. So the negligence, general negligence to the life of this world came at that instance. Gaudhari 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 So I am a peace-loving man. Don't try to take to drag me into the battlefield. Battlefield. I am of a ministerial habit. Rather than a minister than a king. That was told to me by Madhav Maharaj. That you can give her good advices, but you cannot work as a king. My god brother Madhav Maharaj told me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. You have got foresight, you can give good advice, but you cannot take up anything at your hands direct and to go on with the program. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Dhir Krishna Maharaj also is not in a fighting mood. He's also.
Abhinav beshi fighting mood nahi. To asat sangata beshi pachanda karen na. হ্যাঁ দেখুন আপনারা বিবেচনা করে স্বামী মহারাজের লোকজন আপনারা আছেন দি ফলোয়ার্স অফ স্বামী মহারাজ হু হ্যাজ গট অ্যাফেকশন ফর মি ইউ কম্বাইন ইয়র সেলফ অ্যান্ড ডু হোয়াট ইউ হোয়াট ইউ থিঙ্ক গুড ready to help you theoretically.
Yes.
To us, it seems that the most important thing is to get the association of your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nitai, Nitai, Nitai.
Because
if you think so, you may extort from me. Just as Das Goswami says, I was blind, I was unwilling, but Sanatana Goswami was kind with me that he tried his utmost and forced me to drink the nectar. Vairagya yog bhakti rasam paryatanai rapayan mam anabhishtu mandham. Not only blind, but also unwilling. And I was forced to take as if the medicine.